Hello. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, beautiful people from all over the world. Welcome. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, here with you every day in every way to assist you in manifesting the exceptional reality that you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I? I'm the host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention and exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality. Let's go. Now, today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, beautiful people, is about celebrating the victories of others as if they are your own. Today, we're going to talk about a magnificent Monday out here in cold Athens, Greece. We're going to talk about celebrating the victory of others as if they were your own here on episode number 34 in honor of Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Nigerian Greek basketball sensation. Hello, say that then. But first, before I get into that, beautiful people, I'm going to tell you a little something. On my first episode, which happened 33 episodes ago, I gave myself a little celebration party before I even turned on and did this Anchor podcast. I prayed, you know, I meditated, and then, you know, I celebrated my victory before I have even started, got myself pumped up, and I recorded my first episode, beautiful people. And now let me tell you, beautiful people out there, I want you to celebrate others, celebrate their victories as if they're your own. I want you to celebrate as if you just unexpectedly discovered that you inherited a gold mine. And on top of that, you just found out that you are heir of a long distant relative who has left you $800 million. And you just found out today. Jump up and down, beautiful people. Act as if you just received that news that you just inherited a gold mine. And on top of that, a long distant relative just left you $800 million. Now, I want you to take that energy and I want you to celebrate somebody else's accomplishments as if it's your own. Because when you cheer on other people, what energy you put back, you get back in life. And here on we like to invest by celebrating the victories of others. So when we blow up, when we make things happen the way that we wanted to have them in our visions of our exceptional realities, these things come quicker and manifest with much more positivity on it. I even want you to clap for these things that we call haters. We want to celebrate them for being happy about whatever little victory they're being happy about, unless it's them hating on somebody. Now today, I want to talk to you about Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis Antetokounmpo, first of all, he goes by the name of the Greek Freak in the National Basketball Association, NBA. I'm a huge fan still to this day of NBA basketball and basketball internationally all over the globe, from N1 basketball to, I don't know, European basketball, whatever basketball is on, even if it's in the Olympics, college, high school, I watch it. I've been a fanatic since I was a kid. I played this game since I was 5. But anyway, Giannis is from Athens, Greece. He's the son of two immigrant Nigerian, hardworking, gifted, beautiful parents. And they had brothers and sisters. And he came over here and he was living in Greece. And they were poor. They migrated from France. And he didn't even have citizenship before he was picked as 15th overall in the 2013 draft. 7 days after my birthday, on April 21st, he was drafted into the league. And he's been in the league, the NBA, for about 4 years now. He came in at 18, now he's 22, and he is averaging 37 points a game, 11 rebounds a game, 5 assists per game, 2 steals a game, and he is more famous in the streets currently than Zeus and Apollo at this current moment in time. He was an all-star last year, and this man has a phenomenal God-given athletic ability and versatility like I've seen on no other player. On paper, and he's got an amazing upside. So we're going to celebrate and clap on honor of all the beautiful things that he's going to do in his career and do for the lives of others with all this money that he's going to make, because he's going to give back being a poor kid to his community. Now here on I'm your host with the most, that afternoon joke after your breakfast toast, and I wish you love, peace, happiness, and abundance, wealth and health above everything else.